This morning, we'd like to talk about the heart to the Lord, or the passion for God. Today, we read Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. You know, basically, Jesus saw a lot of rich men made up, offering into the treasure box. But the one poor widow means she lost her husband, the widow, made the offering. Too much, how much is it? Only 2 pennies in a treasury box. But Jesus said her offering is much more than all the other rich men's offerings. What does it mean? So really, ministry focus on the heart for God. Because Jesus explained right here, because the widow made an offering out of poverty. Poverty meaning out of nothing. So she made 2 mites. So percent is 100% which she possessed. That's why she taught us her offering even amount only 2 pennies compared to other the rich man's offerings. Obviously, rich man's offerings much more in terms of amount. But Jesus talks about heart to the Lord. But the rich man made the offering out of abundance, out of a lot of monies. They made the offering to the Lord. Because of that, Telugu Villa Sunday worship and the Friday Bible study focus on as a matter of heart to the Lord. We do not care about the numbers of the people, numbers of money, but we care about the matter of heart to the Lord. Because we love God, that's why we love people, delivering good news to the people, sharing God's word. Also, Romans chapter 10, verse 12 says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich unto all that call upon him." Disciple Paul talks about there is no difference between Jews and the Greek, which meaning there is no difference between Caucasian, Filipino, Korean, or Spanish, Mexican. The matter also here, Disciple Paul talks about the matter of heart to the Lord. Right here, same Lord of all, the same Lord of all, including the Jews, or a Greek, or a Romans, any people, is rich. The issue is, who called upon the Lord? Unto all that call upon him, which meaning all that call upon the Lord. So right here, Jesus, or the Lord, the God, really focus on each heart, to the Lord. So that matter is the center over our ministry. In the last week, we had a senior pastor conference. The main issue is the passion for God. What is the passion? Passion, if you search for the definition in Webster's dictionary, said uncontrollable affection. So you cannot control your heart to love God, then meaning the passion for God. Because we love God, that's why we are serving the people. First of all, our God the Father loves us so much. That's why he gave us his only begotten Son. So his crucifixion for our sins. So Jesus Christ was dead with bloodshed and broken body for us. So that lover is supported by Jesus' crucifixion. Because of Jesus' love, so we love our neighbors as ourselves. Those are two greatest commandments. First, love God with all your heart, your strength, your mind, your soul. Then second greatest commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. So two main things. So every Sunday we are searching for God's word, verse by verse inductive Bible teaching. So every Friday we are looking for the spirit in a letter book, you know, for biblical doctrine. So let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Today we shared your love. Lord, you know, we want to love you through your spirit, mortify, you know, our carnality, our fleshy. But may your spirit be full of us. Then we can overflow your love to our neighbors in Teleco Villa. Lord, continually guide us, bless us for your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing song, page 8, number 3.